Brooklands Radio Surrey News Review for Good Friday, the 14th of April. A look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graham Laycock. The Surrey Advertising News Desk is editor Oliver Florence to discuss this week's local news stories. And first look at some of the headlines of this week. First, images of plans for the Bird's Eye building revealed in Wharton-on-Thames. Councils advised to halt waste charges, and wildlife experts at the scene of a blaze rips through rangers. All these stories and more as I'm joined by Oliver. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Graham, and happy Easter to you and all the listeners.
Thank you very much indeed, and happy Easter to everybody at the Surrey Advertiser and Get Surrey. Now, perhaps we can just start then with this story from Wharton-on-Thames about the first images of the plans for the Bird's Eye site.
Yes, as you say, the first images of what it might look like in the future have been revealed this week. So we have quite a striking image on the front of the Elmbridge edition. I'm sure a lot of the listeners will know it's quite a famous building in Walton, on Station Avenue there by Walton Station. It's been around since the 1960s and is in fact a listed building. Developers have concluded, however, that it's not really viable to keep it in its current form, and they want to demolish it altogether and build a new building there with nearly 400 new homes there. As I say, there's a picture of it on the front of the paper today, and it's sure to divide opinion.
Right, okay, so any way of describing it?
Well, yes, I can give it a go. It's a bit more modern looking, as you'd imagine.
Yes.
Have you got a copy of the paper there?
I haven't got a copy of the Elmbridge edition, I'm afraid.
It's about four or five stories high, pretty similar to what you see round and about. So I suppose people would say at the moment that the building is a bit different. You've obviously got the statue in front of the birds as well.
And of course it's got repeating the old Bird's Eye, shape of the old Bird's Eye logo all over the building as
exactly,
well, isn't it?
Yes. It'd be a shame to lose some of the heritage of Walton. It's quite an iconic building. But as I said, the developers, they've done some surveys, and there's various structural reasons, they say, why it isn't viable to develop it in its current form. I think that was the original plan, because of course it's a listed building, so you have to go through quite a lot of hoops if you want to demolish something like that. So they seem to think they've exhausted all the options, but I'm sure other people will think that there's maybe a way of keeping it.
And it's to become all residential, is that right?
I think so, yeah. 375 homes, I think, is the plan. And also, often with the way of these modern developments, there'll be a few shops in there. Parking will be needed as well, various landscaping. I think the plan is to keep the statue in front of the birds as well, so there will be a bit of a nod to the heritage of Walton.
Right, and that'd be an ideal location, I guess, for commuters.
Yes, I think so, yeah. I think I would imagine they'll probably cost quite a lot, just the proximity to the station as well, by the shops at the halfway, of course, and not too far from Walton Town Centre itself. So, yeah, this plan's going through the processes at the moment, and there's still time for people to have their say on it.
Right, okay. Now, estimated homes needed reduced by 1,400 in a new plan. I always thought we were wanting more and more homes.
Yes, that seems to be the message before, doesn't it? More and more homes needed. This is the Guildford local plan, similar to other councils all around Surrey. They're coming up with their plans for where new homes are going to be needed for the next couple of decades, really. This one runs up to 2034. They've come out this week and said that they can actually reduce the need, they think, by around 1,400. So rather than building around 700 homes every year over the next 20 years or so, they just need around 650. We've quoted the leader of Guildford Borough Council, Councillor Paul Spooner, who said they've reviewed all the comments that have come in and they've made a few changes to the plan. So we outlined some of the details. As I say, the headline figure of reducing the number of homes needed, but there's also a few other changes on whereabouts in Guildford Borough they think these homes are needed. And, yeah, we have all the reaction in the Guildford edition this week.
Right, so obviously it's creating less pressure on some locations being developed.
I think so, yeah, and the council are still quite keen to emphasise that they still want to protect the green belt and the countryside, and they'd have a brownfield first policy for new homes. So they would look to build in areas that had already previously been developed. But yeah, as I say, we have some reaction. The Lib Dems on Guildford Borough Council, they still think there are too many homes planned, and that the council aren't doing enough to protect the environment. So yeah, this is something that will rumble on. The consultation, I think, on the changes to the plan runs this summer. And then the council will submit their plans to government.
Right, OK. And staying with councils, being advised to halt waste charges.
Yeah, a long-running issue, this. As we know, I think it was in September last year that Surrey County Council brought in quite a controversial charge for various items brought to the tips up and down the county of waste. At the tip to dispose of it. This week we had the government launch their new litter strategy, and they specifically said that DIY waste from households should be treated as household waste, and in fact councils shouldn't be charging to dispose of it. The government seems to think that charging people to dispose of normal household waste through DIY projects is kind of counterproductive, in that it could lead to additional fly tipping and littering. As we all know, fly tipping around the county is quite a big problem as it is, even though the council's insisted it's gone down recently. But yeah, they're just advising all councils, as well as Surrey County Council, that they shouldn't be charging for disposals of normal household waste.
Yes, indeed, you can see the logic there. Now, Stockholm terror victim was a talented and caring person.
Yeah, really sad news. Last week, as everyone will know, we had the latest in a number of terror attacks around Europe, really, in Stockholm in Sweden, where four people were killed. It transpires that one of the victims was from the UK, Chris Bevington, who worked as a director for music streaming service Spotify, who had moved out to Stockholm with his family. His father, Chris, actually from Leatherhead, and he's issued a short statement this week. Obviously, it's a very difficult time for the family, but he's just paid a short tribute to his son, saying how talented, compassionate and caring he was. So, yeah, we have a few bits of more information on the tribute this week. A Just Giving page has been set up to try and support Chris Bevington's family. And, yeah, a really sad story.
Indeed, indeed. Now, wildlife experts are at the scene as a blaze rips through ranges.
Yes, it's obviously getting to that time of year when the sun comes out, that we do tend, more in the rural areas, obviously, sorry, we tend to get a few fires in heathland and woodland areas. So this week in the Surrey Advertiser, we have quite a spectacular picture inside of Ash Ranges near Guildford. We received a call on Wednesday evening of reports of quite a large fire, actually. It's quite dramatic, some of the trees and the foliage there that have gone up in flames. But as I say, when the good weather comes and the sun comes out, heathland does get very dry, and there is a real risk of fire. We've also had similar incidents in the past week or so nearby Yateley Common. There was also a fire there, and closer to North Surrey, really, in Bushy Park, there was also a bit of an incident there when some of the grassland went up in flames there. So, yeah, as I say, if you go on our Get Surrey website, there is advice from the fire service about when you're out and about. If the sun does come out this weekend, it still seems a bit gloomy at the moment, but if it does come out, people are out enjoying barbecues and fires, just to be a bit careful and to follow the countryside codes, because obviously this is devastating for wildlife and areas when some of these trees do go up in flames.
Yeah, indeed. We had lots last year, didn't we? Lots of problems, indeed. Now, finally, cricket. Skipper Batty demands more.
Yeah, this is a reaction in the paper this week to the start of the county championship. It got underway last weekend. It was a really good win for Surrey, actually. They made quite light work of Warwickshire, beating them by an innings at the Oval. Just to mark out some of the highlights, Mark Stoneman, the new opener who'd signed from Durham in the winter, he hit 100 on his debut. So things are really shaping up well. But as the headline suggests, Surrey skipper Gareth Batty, he thinks they can do even better and is demanding more from his side. as the season progresses, and they seem to be have heeded his message so far. They're doing quite well in the latest match, which got underway at the Oval again today at 11 o'clock. Last I heard, Lancashire were 60-odd for four, so hopefully it's going to be a really good season for Surrey, and they might maybe win the county championship. Early days, I know.
Oh, it's early days, isn't it? Fingers crossed. And there's all this controversy going on about the new 2020 game.
There is, yes. I think that's plans. The ECB, the governing body for cricket, they have plans to bring in a new city franchise of eight teams around the country to play at various test grounds from 2020. So a lot of the existing counties aren't particularly happy about it. They're still not quite sure how they'll fit into the whole scheme and schedule. So there's a bit of a debate to be had there.
Indeed, I guess an attempt to create more interest in cricket, but it's whether it takes people away from the county game.
I think so, yeah. I think there's always a tradition in this country that people have followed their counties, and a lot of the county members and followers, they're a bit perturbed that there might be less emphasis on them, and they probably won't support these new teams.
Yeah, probably so right.
There's a debate going on at the moment.
All right, we won't solve it here today, Oliver. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for coming in this Good Friday for the news review.
Thanks, Graham. Happy Easter to you all.
Happy Easter to you as well. This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graham Laycock, and from the Surrey Advertiser, editor Oliver Florence. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1pm and 7pm on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser, and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.